Recorded Books presents A Perfect Mistake by Melanie Conklin. Narrated by Christopher Gebauer. Chapter 1. Dear Max. It's the first day of sixth grade, and I'm writing a letter to my future self. Ms. Little, my sixth grade English teacher, says she does this every year. You write what you hope to accomplish at the beginning of the year, and on the last day of school, she mails the letters. That way we can see how much we've grown. Honestly, I hope I won't have grown at all. I'm almost 6 feet tall, and it's the worst. People always think I'm in high school or that I shouldn't be hanging out with the little kids. One time, this old lady at the grocery store even thought I was someone else's dad. Across the room, Joey's hunched over his tablet, not looking at me. This is the first time I've seen him since the hospital. Since the night Will got hurt. Joey won't talk to me or answer any of my texts, and I have no idea why. He's sitting with Cam Montgomery and Elijah Watts, acting like me and Will never existed. Like we didn't spend the whole summer planning how we were going to start middle school together. Max, Joey, and Will. The three Brosketeers. Cam laughs. He's got something, a folded piece of paper that Joey marks and passes on. Seat by seat, the paper makes its way to Samantha Bovella, who's sitting next to me. She glances at whatever's written on the paper and closes it without writing anything. She tries to hand it back to the kid on her other side. When the kid won't take it, Samantha slips the paper under the edge of my binder. It sits there like a bomb waiting to go off. The smart move would be throwing it away without looking. But I can't do that. I pick up the paper, unfold it. My throat tightens. Do you think the big kid flunked? Yes or no? The yes column is covered in tallies. More tallies than there are even kids in this class. There's one lonely mark under no, but 1 against 100 is nothing. I hunch a little lower in my seat and try to act like I don't care, even though I feel like I'm wearing a clown suit. I don't know most of these kids. We went to different elementary schools. They don't know anything about me either, other than what they see. I'm tall. Taller than all the other kids in sixth grade. Some of the teachers, too. When I walked into the classroom, I sat down as fast as I could, but the other kids still stared. Now they're making fun of me, saying I must have failed a grade. And Joey's not doing a thing to stop it. He's just staring at his tablet, like we were never friends at all. I know what's coming the rest of the day, too. Questions like, how old are you? How's the weather up there? Are you on the basketball team? Ms. Little calls for attention and repeats the directions for the letter, which reminds me I'm supposed to be writing mine. She has all these words written on the board. Hero, sibling, dreamer, dancer. We're supposed to use key words to describe ourselves and connect them to what we want to accomplish by the end of the year. But that's not as easy as it sounds. There are words I could use to describe myself. ADHD, gamer, tall, skinny, white. But what about all the stuff you can't describe with just one word? Like how I can understand most things, but I don't always get the best grades? Or how I have this magical ability to mess up everything I touch? Last year, I got the Bermuda Triangle Award for most homework gone missing. My teacher was just trying to be funny, but it sucked. Dad says middle school would be better. Mom says I'm fine the way I am. The problem is, I don't know if I like who I am. Can I help you? Samantha Bovella says, making me jump. What? You're staring at me. My face goes hot. No, I wasn't. Yes, you were. I didn't mean to, I say, and she turns away in disgust. My ADHD is called inattentive type, which means I zone out a lot.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?